You are going to listen to Helen and Chris talking about their move to a new home. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C or D, for each question, 1 to 8. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hi, my name is Helen.
And I'm Chris.
And last year, we bought our first house together. It was a really exciting time for us.
Yes, it was, because we were packing up our old rented flat around Christmas time, so we were feeling very festive and optimistic.
It was lovely having the Christmas tree up, but we needed to take it down early so that we could pack it. We were quite organised, although we were packing right up until the last day.
Moving day went smoothly, though. We travelled in separate vehicles. I drove our car to the new house with our most important items with me, so that they'd be easy to find, and Helen went with her dad. He had borrowed a big van from his workplace to help us move all our belongings.
It was quite a long journey as we moved to a different part of the country, but I kept my dad entertained with sour sweets and choosing some great 90s pop music to sing along to while driving.
We arrived at the new house at around the same time, because I had to make a detour to drop off our old flat keys at the estate agents, so they would have them ready for the new tenants to move in the next day.
We managed to get everything unpacked from the car and van very quickly, because Chris's brother-in-law helped us. We made sure that the first thing we set up was our bed, so that when we got tired of unpacking, we could just flop down into the bed and sleep.
Unfortunately, before we'd even finished setting up the bed, we noticed that the boiler had broken. That meant we had no heating and no hot water. It was the first week of January and extremely cold.
Luckily, I bought an electric heater a couple of years ago. We spent the first night cuddled up in front of it under a blanket for warmth, and we both went to bed wearing dressing gowns because we were so cold.
Yeah, it was a bit miserable. It was supposed to be a happy, exciting evening celebrating being in our own home. But instead we were shivering and, well, not having the best time.
We managed to get a new, better boiler fitted less than a week later and celebrated moving in then instead. We had never been so grateful to have a nice hot bath and not feel cold all the time. It was very expensive to buy the new boiler, though.
Yes, it was expensive. And then a few weeks later, our fence was blown over in a storm, so we had to pay to fix that too.
Yeah, that was annoying. But since then, we have felt much more at home. We went shopping for some furniture at some antique shops.
Yes, we visited around 20 antique shops in the end, and we found some amazing deals. My favourite was a carved Indonesian side table with dragons on it. It's definitely not something you would see in a new furniture shop.
My favourite is probably the bookshelf I found, because it is beautiful, solid wood, but it was an absolute bargain. It looks far more expensive than what we paid for it.
And now that the spring is here, the new house really feels like home. We've put up some pretty curtains and all our personal belongings are in place. We've also been out in the garden planting flowers and mowing the lawn.
And we have a little pond. I have been clearing the old plant waste from it. It has a water fountain in it, but we cannot find the switch to turn it on. We will need to do some more hunting in the garden to see if we can find it.
I can't wait to see what the garden looks like in summertime. I'm looking forward to sitting out there with a beer after work and enjoying the afternoon sunshine.
Me too. It definitely feels like our own home now.